Weather today, nice sunny day. It's not incredibly warm, but it's warmer. I'll say that. Sunny and a high of 53 today. Some clouds, low 29 tonight. WJBC forecast gets help from Lauren Rainson over at WMBD, where she's morning meteorologist. And she says on Friday, it's going to be some freezing rain in the overnight that is going to last into Saturday morning. So chance of rain that turns into freezing rain on Saturday, but the rain should be done by about 1 o'clock on Saturday. I know that's specific, but when we've got a 2 o'clock parade scheduled, that's what we need to know. High 45 on Saturday, 49 right now. Nancy Comlance is back. You know her as the tech tutor. Welcome back to WJBC, Nancy.
It's great to be back. Thanks, Susan.
Now, I understand everybody has decided that you're their new bestie because they've all got questions about tech. Do people stop you like in the grocery store and go, hey, that's the tech tutor. Here's my phone. What do I do?
Actually, I am getting recognized, so it is pretty exciting. Yeah.
But I mean,
of course, I'll answer their questions. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
What are some of the most common questions people will start with as you're helping them learn maybe what their smartphones do or apps do? And there absolutely is a generation of people that were kind of left out in this speedy transition of technology.
Well, there is, and there's no instructions when you get a new phone.
Right.
That's part of the problem. The whole thing is just so confusing, I think. First of all, the screen has so many icons on it, and people don't realize that you can move those around.
This is a good one.
They don't know.
They assume that if the phone comes with all of these things on the screen that they have to stay there.
And how do I get rid of these things? And it's real confusing, which, because there are so many, that makes them overwhelmed.
I understand.
That's the overwhelmed feeling, yeah.
Well, I'm always excited to have you in. And if you haven't met Nancy before, we always tell you, you can connect through tech with Nancy. And she is the tech tutor. And the best way for people to get in touch with you, we'll repeat this multiple times in the show, but what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Well, there's different ways. If you use email, you can go to nancy@techtutoril.com.
Okay.
The IL stands for Illinois. And the phone number is 217-722-6998.
Oh, no, I'm slow with phone numbers. You're going to get to me again.
217-722-6998.
6998.
And that is my website, too, which is www.techtutoril.com.
All right. Today we wanted to cover some reasons that you are all about the Android phone. And I know everybody that has an iPhone, mm-hmm. you know, may not even know the difference between an iPhone and an Android phone.
Most people don't, right.
So tell us why you think the Android is really the way to go, especially for some older folks getting into smartphones for the first time.
Sure, thanks. Well, I've covered this before, but I do want to review it again. The first main reason is the logic system. There's logic that these systems are built on. And with the Android phone, people over 50, we were all raised in school with a certain way to think about things logically. So the Android phone is developed with our logic in mind. The iPhone is developed for the younger generations, and they're being taught logic in a different way. And so that phone works for them, is developed for them. Another reason the Android phone is better, and this is according to research, is you can swipe with a keyboard. You can't do that on an iPhone. So you can actually, instead of tapping on the keyboard, you can put your finger on one key and just swipe around the keyboard to make words. So that's kind of cool, and it's fast. Another one is you can get much larger icons on an Android phone, and you don't have to download an app. It's a built-in app that does that for you. So instead of having four or five icons going across your screen on your phone, you can have three large ones. And as you get much older, because of the vision issues, and our fingers are big, and we don't have the the dexterity quite like we used to.
Oh, this is
bigger
exactly,
icons is huge.
This is why I went to tablets and bigger phones right away, because I wanted bigger font. You're not alone in that.
Oh, great.
Any age.
Great. So not only the font, but the icons, these little graphs that are all over. Also, with an Android phone, we have a back button. So you can back up one screen at a time no matter where you are. And an iPhone, you can get yourself somewhere and you can't back up. There's no arrow anywhere on the screen to back up. So then people go home and they start the process all over. So that's another advantage. And also, we can set speed dialing on an Android phone. You can't do that on an iPhone. So by speed dialing, I mean, like for example, I have here's my daughter, Katie. There's her picture right there.
Mm-hmm.
I have it set up so I can tap on that and it directly dials right to her. I don't have to go into my contacts list. That takes a little bit more time, a few more steps. In an emergency situation, I want to be able to tap on somebody's face that I have set up here, just in case.
And, you know, you never want to leave out an ICE contact in case of emergency.
Yeah, right.
contact, and if you can put that right on the top of your phone, if you're unconscious, you know, and you, let's say you were in a car accident, and you're not awake, the first thing that an EMT will usually look for is a cell phone to hand over to some nurses and see if they can't contact some folks for you. And right there on the phone.
Right there on the screen. I've got pictures.
That's a good place to have it. Good place to have it.
Yeah.
So we're, again, talking with Nancy Komowitz, the tech tutor, and she really loves the Android phones. Now, can I be nosy and say what Android phone you use? Because there's different Android phones.
Oh, well, I have Samsung 7.
Okay.
There's a newer version out now, but I have the 7.
Are you a person that switches every time there's a new phone?
No.
Do you like the upgrades, or do you think they're still pretty good the way they are? And
I get used to it. I like it. But when I get to the new one, you know, I make sure I transfer all my contact lists from one phone to the next.
Is that easier with an Android phone, do you think,
transferring
stuff? Or do you let the people at the phone store do it?
I think the last time I had to do it, I had to download it from somewhere. It's not difficult at all.
All right, good to know. Because I used to have Android phones. Now I'm over on the Apple phones. And
It's really easy.
You're making me rethink it. All right. So we're talking specifically about all the things that Nancy teaches, because, again, she's a teacher of this tech for people who have been left behind. And you say there are some specific apps out there you're guiding people to?
Oh, I'm excited about these apps. First of all, I want to say what an app is for those people who don't know. So when you're using a computer, you're using software, and those are called applications. But they shorten the word for software that you have on a cell phone, and that's called an app. That's all it is. Many of them are free. So the ones I like, the one that is built into my phone or an Android, and I think it's built into an iPhone as well, is the Flashlight.
Oh, I have the Flashlight.
You don't have to download the Flashlight. It's built into your phone, and a lot of people don't know that. So look around your phone and see if you can't find the Flashlight. Really helpful.
Here, I'll help you teach. If by chance you've got an iPhone instead of an Android,
thank you.
You swipe up from the bottom, and then you get a little Flashlight icon. But there are times I wish that icon was right on my main screen, because I use it a lot.
And we swipe from the top down to get to ours. We have this whole list of different built-in apps there. That's
but
how
yes,
we find
the
it.
The Flashlight's a lifesaver.
That is a good one. So I wanted to talk about, this is the one that I really like, and I tell everybody I meet, and that is the Tornado app. Now, we're just about in tornado season. Mm-hmm. We're in March. April should be, you know, probably the hottest, heaviest month. And so when you're downloading apps, take a look at this. And if you start typing in just tornado, then you will have different ones that come up and populate. I like the Red Cross Tornado app.
I have that app.
And I tell everybody. And this is huge. And let me explain why. With the Tornado app, and I sleep with the phone by my bed, you know, on the table, with the Tornado app, and it goes off. I've had it go off in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and it goes off 1 minute before the Bloomington sirens go off. That gives me an extra minute. That's a big deal.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. And then also, when it goes off, this woman's voice goes much louder than your phone normally could, mm-hmm. and she shouts out, "Tornado warning, tornado warning," and then a siren goes off on your phone. Have you had this happen? Has it worked for you?
I have not had a tornado warning since I downloaded the app.
Oh, well.
Not in my area, but I have gotten notifications that my brother and sister-in-law who live in Nashville, Tennessee, who I inputted into the app, mm-hmm. were in a tornado warning.
Yes.
And it was a different type of notification. Instead, it was a text message to say, hey, your relatives may be in danger. Start paying attention. And I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But this siren is a really super loud siren. It will wake you up. Even if you're hard of hearing, it will wake you up. But that gives you one more minute, which we all know in a tornado, that's a big deal. So you grab your stuff, you run down the basement. That's what I do. And I'm really happy to have it. So,
and then, you know, you go to your emergency kit and you turn on WJBC for the latest in weather information.
That's right. You take your NOAA radio with you.
That is correct. And then what is Mr. Number? This is also an app that you really like.
Yeah, I really like this one. So I signed up for something somewhere, not expecting them to put me on a list.
Oh,
and they did. I won't say who it was, but some major national business put me on a list. Within 3 days, I started getting, you know, 10 extra calls a day, and they were all spam calls or robot calls. So Mr. Number will block them. It actually learns over time to block certain ones. Plus, you can, if it doesn't recognize a specific number, and you want to block it, you can go in and mark it. But Mr. Number has access to this national database of spammers and robots, because people keep inputting into it, more go into it all the time. People like me will say, oh yeah, this is a spam caller, and so they'll mark that, and then they'll put that in their database. So many of the calls I get are already in the database. And some of these calls don't even ring through to my phone. I will get a little beep. It's like, oh, what was that? And that's an unusual sound from my phone. And I'll look over there. It's like, oh, and it says blocked caller. And that specifically was because it was on their list of, you know, bad guy spam caller people.
That is so much more convenient than what I'm doing. I was taught a long time ago that if you get a phone call and you're really tempted, because you didn't pick up the phone call, you knew that much. Mm-hmm. But if you're really tempted to find out, oh, who called me, instead of, you know, calling them back, mm-hmm. you should take the phone number and put it into a search box and see if websites would come up and say, oh, this is a spam caller or a review or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But a lot of spam callers have learned how to change what phone number you see.
Yes.
And so, again, I'm doing 4 and 5 steps, and I didn't realize there was an app that would do it all for me.
There's a couple of apps, and this is the one that I use, and this is the one I like.
Is it free?
It is free.
Okay.
It is free. But
that's another tech tutor tip for you from Nancy Gumbel.
Oh, yeah. That's a wonderful one. But I know I wanted to talk about some people. You know, we used to have phones with answering machines in our house with a landline.
Sure.
And if we didn't want to pick it up, we wouldn't, because we'd always knew we would, you know, we would pick it up later. But some people are still in that mode of, well, I need to know who it was. I need to know who it was. No, no, you don't. Mm-hmm. So the important thing is, when you don't recognize a phone number, don't pick up. Mm-hmm. If it's a legitimate person, they'll leave you a message almost 100% of the time. So don't worry about it. And they have started doing things like, I will get calls, since I'm a 217 area code, I'll get calls that say 217-722, because now they have my prefix. You're mm-hmm. right.
And they make it sound like it's a neighbor.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, oh, who here in town, you know, or in Champaign, you know, called me. And I picked it up one time, and I realized, oh, yeah, don't. Because once you pick up, they're going to keep calling you back.
And they're going to,
because they know this is a legitimate phone number. Somebody answered, somebody picked up, and they're going to keep calling you back. So
now let me ask an important question here, Nancy. We gave out your 217 phone number earlier. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So should we just instruct everybody that's going to call you with questions and ask about classes that they should leave a voicemail?
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's what. Yes. Because I'm
not picking up.
I'm not picking up.
Nancy's not picking up.
And if I call you and you don't recognize my number, I wouldn't pick up. If you don't recognize a number, don't pick up.
So
if I'm calling you, I'll leave a message, I promise.
So we need to assume that voice message is the way to go. Side mm-hmm. note, I found out from my accountant this week that she was trying to leave me a voicemail, and my voice message box was full. I had no idea, because I thought, my phone's got plenty of storage in it. It should hold on to an endless number of voicemails.
It doesn't. Yeah. There's a maximum number. There's a maximum number.
And none of the voicemails that were saved on my phone were important enough to save.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, she had my contact information. She was able to email me saying, hey, here's what I wanted to tell you, but your voice message box was
mm-hmm.
full.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. So don't forget to clear your voicemails.
I agree. Clear that out. I want to talk about another app, and that is that I have on my phone. Love it. It's the WJBC app.
Never heard of it.
And I really like it, because that's how I get the news.
Okay.
And that's how I get the weather.
Well, that's good.
Well, I mean, I listen to you, of course.
I appreciate
that. But, you know, think about it, people. I mean, if you don't have a radio available, WJBC has an app. I've got it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm not in the house and I'm out somewhere else and I need to listen to it, I listen to it there.
And
it's pretty cool.
You can listen to us on the radio via that app anywhere on the planet. You could be vacationing in Sydney, Australia.
Yep.
And as long as you're connected to the internet.
Internet-based.
And if you're not hooked up to Wi-Fi, don't panic. It's not taking up a lot of data in the way some other mm-hmm. websites might. If you're mm-hmm. if you're looking at every amount of money that you're spending,
right.
our app is not a costly one. Mm-hmm. But the app mm-hmm. to get it is absolutely free. Sorry, a little advertising
no,
for us
good.
There.
No,
you brought
I
it
just
up.
Want it. You betcha.
Now, Nancy, one of the great things about you being the tech tutor is you're able to be hired by people who say, I need individual support when it comes to my phone. Or you're doing also classes, so you can teach multiple people multiple things at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are your upcoming classes, and how does this all work?
Oh, thanks for asking. So I do group classes on the Android phone, and I've been teaching at the ARC these mm-hmm. classes since last October. So I have some coming up, actually, tomorrow, Friday, March 16. I have the basics of your Android phone, and it's always good to, even if you, and I have people in class, they've had their phone for a year, some more, and they still come into the basics because they didn't learn the basics in the first place. And then it makes more sense what's going on with the phone. Mm-hmm. And so I have the basics, and we talk about setting speed dial. We talk about how to organize your home screen, how to delete an icon so you don't have all these things in your face, because you don't need all these things. I mean, how many of us need the NFL app on our phone? Not a lot of us. So,
and certainly,
you know,
not right at the moment.
No, not at all. So I have another one next Friday, March 23rd at the ARC, and that is adjusting your settings. And this affects the global settings of your phone. And, for example, let's see, we adjust the font, and we adjust, change the ringtone so that each person who calls you, if you want to, you can have a different ringtone for them. And I really like that. We just have, let's see, the font size, the icons. I have another one coming on the March 28th, too.
Are they all
video
at the same
chatting
time? I mean, you're telling me dates, but what time are the classes?
They're usually from 1 to 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And then I have one coming up on March 28th, which is video chatting and how to video chat. And it used to be, if you had an Android, you couldn't video chat with an iPhone. Now you can, because there's several different apps out there that intermingle and intertwine, and they work together. So that's coming up as well.
Now, Nancy, I know you're passionate about all things Android, but we do have some iPhone users listening. Are you still able to help them?
I am. I do private tutoring for not only the Android, but also for the iPhone users.
And what is the cost of the class or a tutoring session so people can get on your schedule right away?
Oh, sure. Well, it depends. Okay. I give lots of different types of discounts. If you've listened to this radio show, you get a 25% discount.
All right, so that's easy enough to say.
That's easy.
Hey, I heard you on WJBC.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
Yeah,
okay.
That works. And also, if you've taken a class with me through the ARC, I give a 25% discount.
What is the cost for taking the classes at the ARC?
At the ARC, it's $15 per person. And
gotcha.
That's a group, and it's no more than 15 people in the group as well, because I want everybody to get individual attention.
And do you need to reserve your spot in advance?
You do, yep.
Do you do that through the ARC or through you?
At the ARC,
okay.
At the front desk at the ARC.
Good to
you
know.
Reserve your reservation there. So if you haven't done it yet and you want to sign up for tomorrow's class, call them in and say, oh, I'll bring my money today or tomorrow. They'll take it.
And the last question I have, because our time flies so quickly
it
here,
did,
Nancy.
Didn't
it really
it?
Does. But you'll be back next month. Yes, promise.
Yes, ma'am.
Pinky swear.
You bet.
The individual tutoring, let's say someone's listening and they know their parents or a grandparent could really use your assistance. Can someone call you and set up tutoring for someone else?
Yes, and people are already doing that. Yeah, for grandma and some of the grandparents are in the senior living facilities. It doesn't matter. So what I do with tutoring is I talk with the client. You tell me what you want to know. I give you suggestions. You decide what it is. I write out the step-by-step instructions. We meet. I demonstrate. You practice. And you take the instructions home. So it's a really fun time.
You go to a pro tech tutor, Nancy Comlance. Again, her phone number, 217-722-6998. Leave a message. Tell her you heard us on WJBC.
Thank
so
you.
So you can get a discount. And that website, one more time, if people want to see the whole schedule, the whole scoop, and some of your latest advice.
Thank you. It's www.techtutoril.com.
Thank you so much. Time for agribusiness news from the RFD Radio Network.
Let's check the markets with